Ah, hello, hello, hello. It's Beach and Company. Tony, take over the show. I am exhausted from an event that ended 19 and a half hours ago. I'm just so tired, Tony. I'm going to take a little nap while they're singing my praises here, and then I'll tell you why I'm so beat. I am whipped. I am just... Oh, man.
New start, 9:30 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
So here is the story. Last night after I left the show, I went to Bally's on Robinson. Okay, they were having a big event. Robbie Raw, who is the, I'll tell you more about Robbie Raw. But anyway, she's a professional trainer, and she does things that you will not believe. Now, I had met Robbie several times. She's been in here to record things. I had breakfast with her one time and whatever, but I had never seen her work. All right. Well, last night they had a fundraiser. She lost her sister to breast cancer, and they were raising money for a scholarship in her sister's name. And I thought this would be a good time to go over there. And Brenda Lacey from Brenda's Bites, who's a good friend of Robbie's, was going to participate in this kickboxing lesson. All right. Now, I went over to watch her work. I'd never seen her work. Tony, all I can say is this. Oh my God! when she got done at the end of the hour, I said, "What planet are you from?" She starts off, you know, when she's putting the mic on, everything's quiet, whatever. Once the music starts, it's an hour of non-stop exercise, and I mean non-stop. And they've got a big sound system there, and it's almost like a combination rock a rock concert and rap concert, because she does things rhythmically, and they're counting down, and she shuts the music off, and she flies off the stage like she's in the NBA. I'm telling you that if you took the Sabres down there or the Bills, they'd be hard pressed to finish that hour, and had a big crowd there, a lot of people, mainly female, some male, but mainly female. And just an amazing force of nature. I have never seen anything like that. You talk about a consummate professional. If you ever have a chance to take a class with Robbie Raw or get involved with her exercise, do it. It's remarkable. I was exhausted watching her. I was sitting next to her mother, who's 89 years old. And her mother says to me, as Robbie goes flying around the room, you ever take the air out of a balloon and watch the balloon go... That's what she does for an hour. For an hour, okay? Her mother says, she's always had a lot of energy. And she is just remarkable. And kudos to Brenda from Brenda's Bites, Brenda Lacey. She was the only one that was in the program that I knew besides Robbie. And she stayed out there the whole hour, did every exercise, toe-to-toe, leg-to-leg, kick-to-kick. Boxing to boxing? I mean, she did a great job.
Good job. Excellent.
But wow. My God. And apparently exercising pays off. After it was over, she introduced me to a friend of hers, a lady standing there, very, very attractive lady. And she says, she's been doing this for a long time. Really? And she has 6 children. What? That woman I was standing next to had 6 kids. And first of all, she looked fabulous. I mean... fabulous. She looked very young to have 6 kids, but she had 6 kids. She looked great. And then there was another woman and her daughter sitting next to me that are fans of the shows. And she looked great, too. She wasn't in it because guess what? Yesterday, the day before, she ran a marathon. These people are incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, yesterday I skipped a Hershey bar. That was about it for me. And she was drop-dead gorgeous, too. So you got all these people in there. So apparently there's some connection between exercise and being good looking and being fit and trim. I've never been able to figure that out myself. How about you?
No.
Oh, I wish you had been there, Tony, because you were into martial arts and stuff, and you would have appreciated it. I mean, it was an hour solid. It never stopped. And all of the moves for kickboxing, the round kicks, the you know, the punches, the legs, all of that. And apparently I would assume that most of these people that were doing it were regular gym people, because I can't imagine just walking in off the street and doing that for an hour.
No, you got to build yourself up to that.
Yeah, they'd have to carry you out. And out of the whole crowd, I only saw 2 or 3 people just step off for a second, grab a swig of water, and go back on. So that was pretty good.
That's outstanding.
But our own Brenda stayed there for the hour. Of course, if you're going to do a blog called Brenda's Bites and you eat at every restaurant that has a license, I think you have to work out.
Yeah.
But it was great. So, Robbie Raw, congratulations. And a very, very nice event for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, too.
Fantastic.
So, just terrific. Meanwhile, I went out and ate afterwards.
Did you really?
Well, I didn't have time to eat until after, but I didn't have anything like a lot because I felt a little guilty.
What did you have? A salad?
No, I had a small sandwich. That's okay. All I had, and banana split, and some mashed potatoes with gravy. But that was with whipped cream.
Of course,
but that's it. And I had some pie a la mode.
Oh wow!
Well, I had to after the whipped cream. You got to have the pie.
Sure.
A la mode. But other than that, if Robbie Raw ever says to you, Tony, hey, why don't you come over? We'll work out sometime. Run like the wind, unless you're really in shape. I was amazed that she can jump. She can fly. She looked like Peter Pan flying around the room. And the good part is she had one of those portable mics like Madonna uses in concert. Mm-hmm. And so she worked the whole room. She didn't just stand up on stage. Up and down, sideways, critiquing people, including her husband. She called her husband on stage, and he was doing his stuff. He's great shape, too, obviously. I don't think she'd be married to a slug. But it was a great, great night, and it really opened my eyes to that sort of thing. Fabulous.
I was going to get into getting in shape, but it's too much hard work.
Well, I would if it didn't involve not eating everything I want and actually doing something.
Right.
If I could just get in shape without doing anything and eating what I want, I'd do it.
Yeah, me too.
Sign me up today.
Okay.